T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rams-Niners meeting up in the NFC Championship game. And to talk a little bit about it, we head on down to KTLA's Pedro Rivera, who not only is a man that knows a thing or two about this Rams team, but he has embarrassing stories that he can tell us about our own AJ McCord. Pedro, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Be careful,
I'm doing
Pedro.
Well. No, there's nothing embarrassing about AJ. AJ is perfection.
Wow, I didn't even pay him to say that.
Yeah, right. I'm going to check your Venmo. I'm going to check the Venmo real quick
on
that.
Yeah, okay,
one.
It's fine. We don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we get round three of this matchup this weekend in the NFC Championship game. This has been very lopsided. We've heard it all the way through. The last regular season meeting, it was about, hey, six in a row. Can Kyle Shanahan make it six in a row against Sean McVay, his good buddy from Washington? What is the feeling with the Rams right now heading into this, where the Niners have had their number in the regular season matchups?
I think when it comes to the regular season, you're going to hear it from all the athletes, right? Regular season doesn't matter. Of course, it's going to be in the back of their head, though. There's a lot of confidence right now in L.A. When it's all said and done, Matthew Stafford is probably playing his best football right now. I think there's a lot of questions about him going into the postseason. Does he have the ability to compete and be the quarterback that can take you to the Super Bowl? And it's hard to argue that he can't. 28 of 38, 366 yards with no interceptions, 2 touchdowns. You'll take that any day of the week. And I think when you're looking at this offense, the way it's moving, even though they had some turnover issues against the Buccaneers, the fact that they were able to pull out such a big win against the reigning Super Bowl champions, you have to have some confidence going against the 49ers.
Now, you talk about Matthew Stafford, and it's such an interesting conversation to have about, like, can he win you a Super Bowl? Because he's not even, like, it's so many franchises, the quarterback is this flashy star, right? Like Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. You've got Tom Brady, Russell Wilson. Like, he's the guy on the team that's got the swagger, got the attention. But in Los Angeles, not only is Matthew Stafford not really that on his own team, he's, like, far from that in the sports landscape of LA, where you have LeBron, you've got the Dodgers, you've got all of these other teams. So how has LA embraced Matthew Stafford since he's become the quarterback for the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned some of that swagger. You look at his wide receiver. that's like perfect LA. He's loving life right now. But no, Matthew Stafford, I think this is where he wanted to be. And it's showing on the field. So far, it seems like in the locker room that he is a leader. It might not be as present. Maybe he's not posting the Instagram photos and, you know, dancing in the locker room after the game with all the guys. But he's still the leader out there, and it's showing on the field. When it's all said and done, if you can produce, that's all that matters.
We're talking with Pedro Rivera, KTLA, down in Los Angeles. You know, the other acquisition you mentioned, Odell Beckham, who loves everything about L.A., is the acquisition midseason, the guy who rides horses, Von Miller. Mm-hmm. And he comes into town, and that defense really looks like they're starting to hit their stride. Has there been a lot of talk about that comfort level between Von Miller and the rest of that defense? Because against Tampa, they looked like they were charged up and ready to go.
Yeah, and a lot of that was Von Miller. He picked up a big sack in that game. And Von Miller, I mean, he brings a leadership that they needed. They needed someone coming off the edge. And in this game against the 49ers, you have Trent Williams back. And he's, of course, at one point was one of the best tackles in football. So that's going to be the matchup to watch. And Von Miller, I think, is going to be up for the task. And things are a bit easier when you have Aaron Donald drawing all that attention in the middle, right? So far, things have been pretty good. And again, we mentioned the chemistry factor in the leadership. I mean, he's been to this point before. He knows what it takes to win, and you're seeing it on social media. I mean, after that big win, those guys were having a blast, and right in the middle of it were the two acquisitions of Von Miller and Odell Beckham.
And it has, I think it did feel like it took some time for the two of them to get used to either the playbook or their teammates or whatever it is. But now that they're there, it's like, oh man, they were just as good as everybody feared they could be. So for you, when you watch these two, or sort of when you look at this matchup, what do you think it comes down to? Who has the, or like, where's the game decided?
Yeah, I think it's going to be at two places. I think the quarterback position's huge. Matthew Stafford is playing next level, in my opinion, playing very well, and Garoppolo's not. So the key is going to be getting the ball out of Garoppolo's hands and capitalizing when Garoppolo makes a mistake. You know, against the Cowboys, it looked like they were going to run away with that game, and then there were some mistakes in that late in that game that almost cost them the spot to where they are now. So, you know, it's really going to be quarterback play, in my opinion, Stafford, but then also the lines. The offensive lines versus the defensive lines. You have two great defensive lines. You can't take anything away from the Niners. Eric Armstead, who last time they played in Week 18, went off against the Rams' offensive line. So Eric Armstead, Nick Bosa, both tremendous players, great defensive line. But the Rams, I think, have the edge. And can the Niners' offensive line stop them? Because, you know, if you give Garoppolo some time, you give Deebo Samuel some holes, they'll do well. You know, and when you look in the and you look at the Rams secondary, Weddle played very well. I mean, the guy was just sitting on his couch a couple of weeks ago, right? And now he's playing safety. So you have two holes back there. I mean, even though they played very well, you could probably attack that. So they got to give him some time. They got to give Garoppolo some time. But I think if I'm the if I'm Shanahan, I'm just trying to get the ball out of his hands as much as possible and force them to do stop your run.
Now, we got to ask the question because it was a weird start to the week with Sean McVay pleading with Rams fans not to sell their tickets.
Yeah.
How much red are we going to see in SoFi Stadium on Sunday?
You know, it's L.A., man. We have the beach, and we got things we want to do. And, you know, we're just trying to surf and hang out, you know. So, I do think you're going to see a big response from Rams fans. I mean, that's what the players are hoping for. You know, when you have to do a silent count in your own arena, that's a problem, right? So when it's all said and done, I think we're going to see a bit of a difference here going into this game. Not only Sean McVay's urging, but I know some of the players' wives have been trying to buy up tickets and get them to people. But because I think the media has made such a big deal of it, and the players have as well, I think you're going to see a lot of blue. But I will say, I have a lot of friends from Northern California, and I myself know at least about like 15 people coming from Sacramento alone.
Oh my God.
Going to the game. So I'm also a little nervous about it for the rest.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, I'm sorry, Pedro, are we surfing?
Yeah, we're
surfing. Is that a new hobby for you?
No.
I didn't think so.
In general, for my Angelinos, if you know me, I'm in the house watching Netflix.
The Royal We. It's the Royal We. Everybody down there is surfing.
I've tried to get Pedro outside for much of our 7-year friendship, and it always turns into I don't know if I want to go that far.
Hey, if you want to open up a nice cab and watch some Netflix, that's what I'm into.
Okay, so that
I know
your guy. I know better than to let you go before asking you this question. Pedro Rivera's game predictions are legendary.
Okay.
When we were predicting Arkansas Razorback games, we always picked against the Razorbacks, but it was always by like really dramatic scores. And then last year we predicted the Super Bowl together, and he said 56-3. Tom Brady was going to beat Kansas City.
That's aggressive, but close.
Exactly. Okay. So this guy is just like always just close enough that you're like, do you have some inside info? But just off enough that he throws you off the scent. So Pedro, what is your score prediction for this week's game?
Yeah. I put a lot of thought into this. Okay. There's a lot of thought that way. I sat there for days. I've been thinking about it.
Pondering.
And I'm going to go with, you know what? I think the Niners are going to play well. I think they really are. So the score is going to be 34-10, Rams over Niners.
There we go. And that is the Niners playing well.
That's them playing well. Listen, I think this defensive line is going to attack Garoppolo. Listen, he just keeps throwing picks. You got Ramsey back there. I think they're going to be strong. So we'll see how it goes.
Pedro Rivera from KTLA. He says that AJ is perfection and he has no dirt on her, which only makes me wonder what dirt she has on you.
That's a different conversation.
Anyway, I'll see you in LA, my friend.
Pedro, thank you so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Go Rams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.